So welcome to the graduation of STEP 2026. For those of you who don't know what STEP means, STEP stands for Summer Training and Equipping Program, which we have as a joint ministry between Hillview and Grace Bible Chapels, with a goal of equipping the students to know God and to serve God's purposes. So this year, the Lord gave 26 students who were willing to commit their summers to us, and they were all so busy the last 11 weeks. And I'll give you some statistics here. They had 66 hours of just the classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 40 or so hours on Saturday events, which include morning, early morning sunrise prayer, service projects, visits to Catholic Mass, Hindu temple, and so on, between 15 to 20 hours of discipleship meetings, 40 to 50 hours or a week long hours of being away in Gilroy, and in addition to Sunday commitments with testimonies and devotionals and so on. So that was a busy summer for all the 26 students. And why do we do this? Now, we do this for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body. Why do we do this? We do this because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we do this? Because Jesus was serious. Why do we take all this seriousness in organizing and doing all this work? Because we want to obey the great commission of the Lord Jesus, where the Lord said, go make disciples of all the nations. You know, it's an honor for Hillview and Grace Bible Chapel to come together to host an event like this, a program like this. But I want to tell you, there were about 7 assemblies who participated in the program, whether by sending students or sending teachers. So we have here in the Bay Area, Hillview Grace Community Bible Chapel, Fairhaven, Stockton, and how many was that? Freedom. That's Freedom. Yeah, Freedom, that's 6. Freeway, and then Freeway Bible Chapel, where Steve came from, our own Steve, coming from Freeway. So 7 chapels coming together to conduct a program like this, it's really amazing. It speaks to the strength that comes from assemblies working together, right? So this year I want to do something a little different. There are so many people who contributed to the success of the program. And I'm going to call out not names, but just some groups of people who contributed in different ways. And I want them to stand up, and I want them to remain standing until I ask them to sit down. The first group, if you shared your testimony on a Tuesday night at Hillview, please stand. And please don't be shy. This is a time to give glory to God, just to know what the Lord does among us and what it means to do a intense program like this. If you brought meals on Thursdays, please stand up. Don't be shy. If you are a STEP discipler, please stand up. If you have helped on any of the Saturday events, please stand. If you gave your big vans to be used on Saturdays, please stand. Those who helped at the week away, if you helped at the week away, please stand. I don't know where Alan is. Alan and Hannah, there you go. All right, so if you helped in any way in the sound room, please stand. They're all standing in the back. And if you taught, if you're one of the teachers, please stand, don't sit down. And there are more teachers than you see here because there are, Bobby Campbell is not here, Steve Caldwell obviously is not here, and teachers like Scott DeGroff and David Reeve, they're not here, so big shout out to them. And if you are an admin, please stand. All right. Well, look at these people. You know, the Lord has brought all these people together to conduct a program like this. So give it up for these people who contributed. You know, I want to especially recognize three people. They worked tirelessly behind the scenes. They worked day in and day out. You know, we start planning for STEP like in November, December timeframe. We need to make everything set by December so we can announce it in January. So there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And then when STEP starts, there are people who are there every single day to help from an admin standpoint. So I want to especially recognize three names today. Joylyn Abraham, if you are outside, so please come on in. The second one is Robert Duball. We did something different this year. We had a hybrid program. We had three students from Stockton who wanted to be part of STEP, and because JD was there, we thought we can make this happen. So they Zoomed in, and guess what? It takes a lot of time to set up Zoom and record it, upload it on Box so they can view it later if they want to. Guess who put it all together and did it? That guy right there, Joshua Shee. Wow. I praise God for what the Lord is doing among us and the people that the Lord has given to us. All right, so it's time now to call the 2026 STEP students for their graduation. We'll start with STEP 2. We had 7 in STEP 2 and then 19 in STEP 1. So we'll start with Olivia Abraham. Come on up. Followed by Mercy Chandaka. And then Ashish Jayamohan. Evan Cardos. And there are 2 Kadurs in step 2, Hannah, followed by Joshua. And then last but not the least, Chris Campella. All right, the list is long for step 1. We'll start with Sunita Aldrin. Ariel Baker Kamai. Khushbu Bhatnagar. D'Angelo. Jeremiah Changran. Haley Duran. Mateo. Nico. Mr. Jonathan Gumadi. Nathaniel Edicula. Jeshurun. Isaac Johns. Elizabeth Kadur. Anna Langdon. Hannah Lavering. Noreen Malugu. Arun Mamaledi. Neha Rishi. And then finally, Tori Velasquez. All right, you all did it. All right, good. And as you can see, we are not giving any diplomas or anything, but they committed their lives to the Lord, their summers to the Lord, and we want to charge them to keep growing in the Lord and be approved unto God. That's what the certificate is. And we have given them with a lot of memories, and they look at all the beautiful, nice T-shirts that they have, and some of them have sweatshirts like this. Some of them didn't pay for it, so yeah, you don't have it. Yeah. All right, so now they are graduated now by God's grace. So one more time, give it up for these 26 students. All right, so with that, I'm going to call Brian to come and pray for the students, and then Nathan will come later.
Let's pray. Lord, it's so amazing just to think of what you have done in each of these dear brothers and sisters' lives. Thank you for the things that you've taught them. Thank you for all the ways you've challenged them. Thank you for all the ways that you've encouraged them and caused them to look on your face and know you better. Lord, thank you for all the ways that you have used them. I know at Grace we greatly benefited from the testimonies and the devotionals. Lord, thank you for all the ways you use them in service projects and in evangelism and so many other ways. Thank you for that. I do want to commit them into your grace, Lord. I want to pray that each one of these brothers and sisters would truly know your direction for their lives. And I pray that the leadership at each assembly would know how to encourage them to move forward and be fruitful for your glory. Lord, I do pray that there would be lasting fruit in the lives of each and every one of them. I thank you so much for them. Such a great encouragement to see what you've done and what you will continue to do. We do praise you and thank you, and we commit them into your hands, and thank you for such a great love. In Jesus' name, amen.